From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving with an idea for a political bombshell that would make the vice presidential race amazing.
First, though, a school district protects itself from potential shootings by letting employees arm themselves. When classes begin at the Herald School in northern Texas next week, teachers and staff members will be able to carry concealed guns. We're joined now by David Thweet. He's the superintendent of the district there. Mr. Thweet, this is a pretty extraordinary step to take. Why let teachers and staff members carry guns?
Well, Alex, it's kind of a half-truth, at least on this particular case. We're not exactly doing that. It is a concealed handgun policy. When looking at school shootings that we've been looking at across the nation, considering especially after starting with Columbine after the gun-free zones were established, this is where we're starting to see gun shootings, and we're concerned about our school's safety. Now, we're in the middle of nowhere, obviously, but we are next to US 287, a very busy highway, and we're concerned about that because we have a lot of people passing through. We have gone to extremes with security measures such as key entry, no keyless entry, magnetic locks, and cameras. But when we started looking at possibly someone coming into our school, we looked at the Pennsylvania shooting and realized that there was a problem there, that was a known entity that came in. I believe it was a milk delivery man who came into that particular shooting in the Amish. The other one that was disturbing was the recent one with the Virginia Tech within the last year and a half. And that was disturbing because they basically went into some kind of lockdown where they closed doors and got into classrooms and, you know, kind of bunkered down. But that wasn't good enough because he came into the rooms and began shooting them in there. And that was a concern to us because if someone gets into our school, what are we going to do? We're 30 minutes from law enforcement. Now, many people who live in, your listeners are probably living in cities, and they are not that far from law enforcement, but we were. This is a sleepy little place out in the middle of nowhere.
As I understand the policy, in order to have a concealed weapon at school, teachers must have a Texas license to carry a gun. What other requirements will they need to meet?
Okay. Now, yeah, just because they have a concealed license doesn't mean they can bring it on public this school property. They must be approved by the school board individually, and then they must undergo training. And that training is extensive. This is something that along the lines of police officer training. So really what we're doing, we're not doing anything really any different than they're doing in many of our schools across the nation. What people don't understand is there are guns in our schools across the nation right now, but they're in with resource officers and security guards. And what's disturbing about those is those are in holsters out in the open. That's, to us, was a little bit of backward thinking. What we would like to do is take a teacher who is a professional and is used to the school environment and train them, because teachers are very trainable, train them to protect the kids with a concealed weapon, which is not out in the open. And so we think it's a bigger safety concern.
Mr. Thweet, what measures are there to prevent a teacher who might lose his or her temper from using a weapon for something other than protection?
We're not going to be giving these to a hot end. Plus, I wouldn't have them in my school. If we have someone who can't keep his or her temper, then obviously we're not even considering that. Temperament is one of those things that we would consider.
Mr. Thweet, might I ask if you yourself carry a weapon?
You could ask, but I can't answer that, Alex.
David Thweet is the superintendent of the Herald Independent School District in northern Texas. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.